I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A Colorado Springs police officer is in critical condition following a shooting early this morning east of downtown. KRDO reports the incident took place around 3 a.m., a block east of the Olympic Training Center. According to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, the officer is currently in surgery. The suspect, an adult male, was also shot. Officials say that person's injuries are not life-threatening. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office says Platt Avenue from Union Boulevard to Prairie Road will be closed for most of today as an investigation continues. Residents are asked to avoid the area. A recent study is helping researchers understand the role of wind in the largest of forest fires. Eric Newman has more.
Megafires are large, hard-to-manage burns with big economic costs.
These big fires are really hard to deal with.
That's Natasha Stavros with the California Institute of Technology. Stavros and several other researchers recently set out to understand what made one such megafire grow so big so fast. They looked at California's King Fire, the blaze that burned nearly 100,000 acres in the Sierra Nevada mountains in 2014. The researchers created a computer model using aerial data of the fire area before and after the burn. Stavros said that model showed scientifically what some wildland firefighters already know.
And that's that fires generate their own winds.
According to their research, fire-created wind played an even larger role than California's drought or the fuel it burned. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Eric Newman.
This is KRCC News.